الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله.
So how does a Muslim react to the death of Queen Elizabeth II? She died in disbelief, as a disbeliever. However, will she go hellfire or heaven? We do not know that. We just affirm what she died upon and we leave the rest to God Almighty.
Jannah is for a Muslim. Jahannam is for kafir. It depends on tawheed. It depends on iman in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ Allah has forbidden Jannah upon the mushrikeen.
Ahmed Musa Jibril is a notorious preacher, a Daesh cheerleader, and a convicted fraudster residing in America. The Firebrand's fans are extreme in their adoration of their Sheikh, more extreme than even some of his views. They call him the Imam of the West, the Lion of Tawheed in the West. They even sing nasheeds in his praise.
أحمد شيخنا نورا لنا فقيها طائعا رب العباد أحمد شيخنا نورا لنا.
Thanks to his loyal fanbase, the controversial cleric's lately been getting a bit of a push, which is itself a bit sus. One of these pushes has come off the back of a recent video dropped on the death of the Queen by the YouTuber Ali Dawa.
We cannot say this person will go hell, we don't know. Unless specific people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, like Firaun, Pharaoh, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, and similar other people who Allah has mentioned directly that they are going hell. Then we can say to them they're going definitely hell. Now let's come to Queen Elizabeth. Would she go hell or would she go heaven? We say both are plausible.
One of AMJ's devotees attempted to refute the speech of Ali Dawa with an earlier speech of his Sheikh. Of that supposed refutation, we'll focus on this one hadith, where the Prophet ﷺ said,
وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ لَا يَسْمَعُ بِي أَحَدٌ مِّنْ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ يَهُودِيٌ وَلَا نَصْرَانِيٌ ثُمَّ يَمُوتُ وَلَمْ يُؤْمِن بِالَّذِي أُرْسِلْتُ بِهِ إِلَّا كَانَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ By Allah, any Jew or Christian who hears of me and dies without believing in my message, he will be among those who enters Jahannam. Allah judged it.
So do these words contradict the claim that we don't really know with certainty the final destination of any particular disbeliever not explicitly damned in the revelation? Well, the scholars of Islam, the real scholars mind, have cited this hadith as a proof that Allah does not hold people to account for what they genuinely do not know, or more accurately, what they could not have known. In it is a proof, says Imam Qurtubi, the mountain of knowledge from Islamic Spain, that whosoever the da'wah or the affair of Allah's Messenger does not reach, there is neither penalty for them nor blame. And Allah says,
وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا
That we do not punish a nation or a people until we send a messenger.
لِيَهْلِكَ مَنْ هَلَكَ عَنْ بَيِّنَةٍ وَيَحْيَى مَنْ حَيَّ عَنْ بَيِّنَةٍ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَسَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ
So that those who were to be destroyed might be destroyed after a clear evidence, and those who were to live might live after a clear evidence. And surely Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. And in case someone says, this hadith specifies Jews and Christians, what about Hindus, Buddhists, and all those outside the so-called Abrahamic tradition? What about atheists? Here, Imam An-Nawawi is unequivocal. The Jews and Christians were only mentioned as a warning for all others besides them. Because Jews and Christians have actual scriptures, they are people of the book. So if the warning is of import for them due to their having scripture, then those besides them who do not have scripture are even more in need of taking heed. In other words, the messengership of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam abrogates all previous scriptures. It puts the people of the book on a level playing field with peoples of no book when it comes to responding to the call of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As another giant of Islamic Spain explained, the Prophet obligated faith for whoever heard of his affair, wrote Imam Ibn Hazm. So whosoever of the people of Shirk of polytheism, be they in the extremes of the south or the north, the east, the islands, the west and the uncharted lands, if they hear about him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it becomes obligatory upon them to investigate his condition, to seek information about him, and to believe in him. As for whoever his sallallahu alayhi wasallam's mention has not reached, then if that person is a muwahid, a unitarian, a monotheist, then he is upon the first fitrah, the first nature of man, his natural disposition, and authentic faith. There will be no chastisement for him in the hereafter, and he is from the people of paradise. And if he was not a monotheist, Ibn Hazm continues, but was from those for whom came to him the text by which the fire is kindled for him on the day of resurrection, as a test, he will be ordered to enter into it. So whoever enters into it will be saved, and whoever refuses will be ruined. And here Ibn Hazm is referring to the hadith where the Prophet ﷺ said, there are four who will protest to Allah on the day of resurrection: the deaf person who heard nothing, the insane person, the senile person, and the person who died during the fatra, that is, the interval period between Jesus' and Muhammad's messengership. The deaf one will say, O Lord, Islam came, but I never heard anything. The insane one will say, O Lord, Islam came, but the children would chase me, throwing stones at me. The senile one will say, O Lord, Islam came, but I did not understand anything. And the one who died during the fatra will say, O Lord, no messenger from you came to me. So their promises of obedience will be accepted.
These people will be tested,
whereupon word would be sent to them to enter the fire. So by the one in whose hand is the soul of Muhammad, if they enter it, it will be cool and safe for them, meaning they will have passed their test and they will then be admitted into paradise. But what if someone does hear about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but what they hear is a false account, an unflattering portrayal of the Prophet, a skewed, even ridiculous rendering of his religion and call? To answer this, we return to the same hadith to benefit from the wisdom of Sheikh Muhammad Salih Al-Uthaymeen.
وظاهر الحديث أن مجرد السماع تقوم به الحجة، لأنه قال لا يسمع بي، ولكن يقيد هذا الإطلاق بسماع يبين به الأمر، لقوله تعالى وما أرسلنا من رسول إلا بلسان قومه ليش؟ ليبين لهم. فلا بد من أن يحصل البلاغ الذي تقوم به الحجة.
Elsewhere the Sheikh said,
هو يسأل عن الذين في أوروبا وغيرها ممن لم يصل إليهم الإسلام إلا مشوها، هل يعذرون؟ نقول في هؤلاء هم الآن يدينون بالكفر ويرون أنهم على طرف نقيض مع الإسلام، أليس كذلك؟ إذن هم كفار، نحكم بأنهم كفار في الظاهر. فإذا لم تبلغهم الدعوة على وجه تقوم به الحجة فأمرهم إلى الله يوم القيامة، لكن نحن نعاملهم الآن بما تقتضيه حاله، لأنهم كفار، لأنهم يرون أنهم على ملة أخرى غير الإسلام.
Imam Al-Albani gave the same caveat commenting on the same hadith that the Islam that has to be conveyed is the true normative Islam, not no repackaged religion of a fringe Muslim cult or some other extremist expression.
أن الدعوة حينما تبدو جماعة أو أمة والمراد بذلك أنه قد أقيمت عليهم الحجة، يجب أن نلاحظ أن الدعوة بلغتهم سليمة من التغيير والتبديل، سليمة من التغيير والتبديل. وإلا إذا أمك جاءتهم الدعوة محرفة مغيرة ومدلية، هؤلاء ما بلغتهم الدعوة التي جاء بها الرسول عليه السلام، هذه دعوة أخرى. لذلك قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: ما من يهودي أو نصراني يسمع بي ثم لا يؤمن بي إلا أكل الله نار. فهنا يقول يسمع بي، يا ترى على حقيقة واقعه أم على حقيقة التي يصفها بها أعداؤه؟ مثلا اليوم أوروبيون أنصار ما نريها الشيشون والرهبان النار ماذا يلقنون الأمة الغربية عن محمد عليه السلام خلاف واقعه؟ يقول هذا رجل كان بحب النساء وبيتزوج ما يشتري بيحرم أتباعه إن يتزوج بالواحد كما تزوج هو. قال طبعا هذا وصف إلى قصر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المطابق للواقع.
Elsewhere the Sheikh said,
إن قوما ما أو ناسا ما بلغتكم دعوة الإسلام محرفة مغيرة مبدلة وبخاصة ما كان منها متعلقا في أصولها وفي عقيدتها فهؤلاء الناس أنا أول من يقول إنهم لم تبلغهم الدعوة لأن المقصود ببلوغ الدعوة على صفائها وبياضها ونقائها أما والفرض الآن أنها بلغتهم غيرة مبدلة فهؤلاء لم تبلغهم الدعوة وبالتالي لن تقوم حجة الله تبارك وتعالى عليه.
الله أكبر. So we see how the YouTuber, at least in this instance, is not wrong when he says,
we know her origin of death is a disbeliever. However, in the hereafter, there are people who, number one, who haven't heard of Islam, who some scholars say heard Islam in the wrong way, thinking that it's Islam is terrorism and all that kind of stuff. These people will be tested on the Day of Judgment.
To be fair, the Takfiri is also not wrong, at least in this instance, when he says,
from the basic, definitive, certain principles of Islam is that success in Akhirah and being swayed from Jahannam and admitted to Jannah is based on La ilaha illallah.
There is no contradiction between the two positions expressed here, because one who may not have heard of Islam except in a distorted fashion may have rejected the religion due to the distortion, due to an oppression they have associated with some who say La ilaha illallah, not because they rejected per se La ilaha illallah. That someone would try to claim a contradiction where there is none is indicative of the confused and contradictory state that the predating preachers of takfir leave their prey in. And note, by the way, there is no exception made for the atheist in any of this. If the atheist hears of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam or his affair, the religion of Islam and the Quran with which he was sent, khalas, they don't get a pass. Their case is like everyone else's. The onus is upon each and every individual to look into Islam upon hearing about Islam. That's the obligation upon the disbeliever. The obligation upon the da'i, the caller, is to ensure the true message is being conveyed and, where necessary, to answer any doubts, including, where prudent, to refute the false narratives of the imams of misguidance and the misguided sects who malign the pure and true Islam.
كل نفس ذائقة الموت كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور.